All right, let's bring Rob Clerico over, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, as Rob has been waiting very, very patiently here at Wolfie's. Now, of course, Wolfie's run by the Wolves, right. LaGrange folks, so I would think Rob Clerico is very comfortable here at Wolfie's. This isn't his first rodeo, as the old saying goes. Not that we think Rob's a regular here at Wolfie's. You know, we don't want to create that sort of picture. Or maybe you are.
Hey, anytime Scott and Wendy want me to come here, I'm going to come here.
Well, we want you to come here too, my friend. Always good to talk with Rob Clerico, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. One of the great guys as far as high school football in general is concerned, and certainly a tremendous head football coach as well. How many years now at Keystone?
This will be 13.
Boy, it has flown by.
It has.
Man, that's amazing. So talk about 2016, which will now be your 13th year as the head coach. Just kind of some expectations going into this season.
Well, you know, this is a season with high expectations. You know, last year we had four seniors, so a lot of underclassmen played, and some of those underclassmen even played the year before when we were in the playoffs. So we have a lot of Friday night experience coming back. And some younger kids are going to get their first taste. But I think that this is going to be a year that we probably play more players on Friday night than we ever have before. So we could be a little fresher going into the fourth quarter. And I'm just excited. I'm excited every single year, and I'm excited this year too.
Coming off a year in which you were 3-7, but as you said, you played so many young kids. So where would you anticipate a big stride being made this year?
You know, we talk a lot about how many games we lost last year by less than a touchdown. And with all the things that happen during a football game, and to think that you end up losing that game by less than a touchdown, it's those little things that add up over time. So we have really emphasized paying attention to the little things. And I think that since they've been through it before, and when you say to them, you lost those games because we didn't do the little things right, they can look back on that and say, oh, you're right, I remember doing that last year, and we have to be a lot better with that.
Was there one thing that you found, and when you look back at last year, one of those little things that just stood out more than another that you need to improve in for this year?
I think that we have two focuses this year. The first one is starting games better. For whatever reason, you know, Friday night should be exciting, though. That first series, you should be sky high and ready to go, and we'd come out in a game and we'd be flat, and it would take us a while to work ourselves into the game. So first of all, we want to start better than we did last year. And we put a lot of emphasis this year on tracking on defense. And what I mean by that is where our eyes are when we're pursuing the football. We got beat a lot last year by cutbacks. And we did a lot of film review. We talked to the Ohio State coaches about how they teach tackling. And we realized that maybe our eyes are in the wrong place. So that's another just a little bitty thing. Where are your eyes when you're attacking the ball carrier? And that can make a big difference in a game.
Coach, boy, it's been years with a Conrad over at Keystone. CJ obviously now at Kentucky. Austin has moved on to become a Bobcat. So who assumes those leadership roles and obviously just on the field key roles for your football team now?
Well, the nice thing is that this is a senior class with, like I said, with a lot of experience, but they've also won all the way through. I've watched them play since the third grade, and every level they've won, so they know how to win. So as a class, they're great leaders. And, you know, Trey Minnick was our quarterback for most of the games last year and played a couple of games at quarterback the year before. He's a receiver now, but that time at quarterback has given him some leadership ability. And Brett Schuster has started at center for us the last 2 years. He's going to start again, and he's kind of the quarterback of the offensive line. He's another place where we find that leadership. And Kate Kristoff and just a whole bunch of those seniors really know how to win football games, and they're doing a great job mentoring the younger players.
Rob Polinski mentioned a few minutes ago about one of his big thrills, watching your team play in a playoff game for the very first time a couple of years ago. And, of course, you went through some big-time growing pains with that team to get to that level. Is this a similar scenario where you played a lot of young kids and now you expect kind of the fruits of their labor to come this year?
I do. I see a lot of parallels between that. That was way more drastic back then. That year, you know, when we went 0-10, I keep telling everybody, although those guys worked their butts off, we might have been the worst team in the state of Ohio, but we were playing some freshmen. We were playing a lot of sophomores, and they grew through the process. Now, this is not not in that same vein because we were playing juniors and they won three games and they had just been to the playoffs the year before. But I do think there are some parallels to be made.
Does that make your job a little bit easier, the fact that you did that, you've gone through that, and trying to teach and prove to these kids that it can be done?
It does, and it makes me believe that that the turnaround can happen. And, you know, the time that you're in high school is so short, and how fast kids mature between their sophomore and their junior and their junior and their senior year is amazing. And we tell them just being a year older doesn't make you better, but they put in a lot of great work in the weight room. They've paid attention to what the coaches have told them. So all that growth should lead to a better season.
Coach, one final question for you. Obviously, this team is now a little more experienced. Have you seen that already, just in scrimmages, where this is a better team right now than they were a year ago?
Well, you know, we've had our ups and downs on our scrimmages, but I have seen it. I think the way that I notice it is that when things don't go well in a scrimmage, they know it and they accept it and they know how to respond to that rather than having to be told by the coaches. So they're ready to coach themselves because they've been through it, and I don't have to tell them, hey, we didn't do well in that series. They can come back to me and say, hey, we didn't do well in that series. I think we need to step it up a little bit.
You going to be in the hunt in the Stars?
Well, I hope so. The nice thing about our schedule is that there's five games until the first really important game for the division starts. So we've got a long ways to go until we get there, and we just want to get better each week. And if we get better each week, we definitely have the talent to be in the mix in the Stars. We just have to make sure that we maximize that talent, and that's up to the coaches.
There you go. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming out. Looking forward to our weekly chats on the Forecast
Show. Can't wait.
Rob Clerico, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, joining us here at the head table.